Hello and welcome to a special live preview for our upcoming live show. I am Steve Morris.
Hello everyone, I'm John Roque. I'm excited because we're talking about 80s comedies, and we're talking about comedies, Steve, that will not get the full treatment of the cinephiles here from the 1980s for a sorted number of reasons, but certainly our own personal reasons for why we're not doing them.
Well, I mean, I think there are some movies that we might have loved at the time, you know, but don't hold up to further viewings. I mean, like Bill and Ted's. I mean, we can't really think that that's a classic that we would have.
Wait, what? No. We did not agree that Bill and Ted would be one we wouldn't consider. So I don't know why you're bringing that up here on this live preview, because Bill and Ted is a classic. Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter, fantastic. That third one, the less said about it, the better. But the first one changed people's lives. It changed my lives, and it got us to fall in love with Keanu Reeves. So I don't know what kind of madness you're spewing from your mouth, but it's not something I can agree with. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, look, we don't have to agree on everything, but I think there are some other films that I would say hold up a lot better.
You would say, of course. I mean, you're a little more judgmental with your film snobbery than I am.
No, I'm a film snob. You've
admitted it many times here on the show. I am of the people, and the people say Bill and Ted is a film we should be doing. I'll tell you one we shouldn't do that I know you love is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's a piece of crap. I do not understand why people like that movie so much. It is Steve Martin at his lowest. It is Michael Caine. It is, I'm just, you know, cashing in the checks. The late, great Glenn Headley is being wasted in there. She's better in Dick Tracy. And I don't know who directed I don't think it's a comedy genius.
So I will agree that Michael Caine was doing a lot of crap at this era, but this movie is not included in it. It is so damn funny. And I'm telling you, the scene of Steve Martin, it's a gross scene, but him fake peeing at the table is absolutely hilarious. And I love all the twists in the movie.
You're insane. I don't go for pee jokes film snobbery. I go for something a little more elevated, even though I'm a man.
Elevated like Bill and Ted's? Is that what you're saying?
There's a lot of nuance and subtlety going on.
Profound film. Well, Cinephiles fans, this is exactly the kind of conversation we can't wait to have with all of you, because already on social media, I can see there's a lot of controversy about what are the great 80s comedies and what ones really don't deserve the full Cinephiles treatment.
I can't wait to get into it because, Steve, that's what makes those great 1980s comedies so memorable to so many people, and especially because, Steve, a lot of our fans are come out of the 1980s, whether they were young kids or a little bit older. They love the 1980s in terms of a decade of film, and we always get great responses when we tackle films from the 1980s. So people love their comedies, and they hold on to them tight. And certainly the comedy landscape has changed so much here in 2022. So those 1980s comedies take on even more importance for those of us who love them and remember them like you and I do.
So tune in this Sunday at 5 p.m. to hear John and I agree completely on all points regarding these 80s comedies. We cannot wait to see you. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time on our YouTube channel. We'll see you there.